445 here on Downtown. Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead. Eric Meehan joining us in studio, having legally proceeded here through the streets of downtown Bangor.
Ah, yes, legally. Absolutely legally, in that I was buckled in.
Yeah, there you go. That's legal.
And my daughter, when she was in the car during that brief legal spin around Bangor, also buckled in. I don't even know. She usually handles that herself, and I feel like she usually mentions if she's not. So I'm assuming.
Well, there we go.
Anyway, again, I love our law enforcement professionals, and I hope that none of them are listening right now.
No, not at all.
And I drive a Volvo. Hi, folks. Back to wine, and back to, if you'll recall, this month we're talking about appellations. And, of course, appellations, just as a quick reminder to all of you, appellations is basically, it's what we call the wine, and that comes from the French word to call. You know, je m'appelle Eric means I call myself Eric. So various wines are called different things, and that subsequently, legally, very often defines sort of what they are, and also perhaps, and this will relate to the wine we're going to taste today on air, what they're not, perhaps. The asterisks of the wine world, as we are talking about today. The subject overall today is Burgundy. I like to call the subject Hardy Burgundy, although we'll be drinking a white today. But Hardy Burgundy, for those of you who ever have thought of Burgundy as a very sort of dank, rich, kind of slightly off brown color that you might get from a paint store, or of course the same color liquid in a big 3-liter jug from Ernest and Julio Gallo and things like that. Hardy Burgundy was this thing that was come up with by these California winemakers, much like California Champagne and Chablis and all these other things that harkened back to these really, really famous places and these really famous bottles, these famous appellations, if you will, that the soldiers from World War I, World War II, and subsequently visitors to Europe were going over and coming back and having heard of these places and visited these places and saying, my, we were in this charming village and we had this lovely wine. And the California winemaking industry really took advantage of that. And I understand why. I mean, you know, we're all capitalists. And so they started making these things that had absolutely nothing to do with the wines and where they came from, and very often didn't have any grapes that were grown in the region, things like that. And recently we've seen a sort of a legal backlash and a sort of an also a knowledgeable and an understanding backlash. And people say, no, no, the wines from these places are special and they're called that for a reason. So Burgundy, what is Burgundy and why is Burgundy special? Burgundy is special because it's really the heartland of wine record keeping. For centuries and centuries, back to the second century AD, there's evidence of viticultural record keeping. The Cistercian monks, in particular, an order that was based there and granted vineyard lands, as all of you probably understand, the church very often was the recipient of death. And the benefits of death. And so if, you know, your great uncle passed away and he didn't have any kids or whatever, usually the lands reverted to the church. Very often people would bequeath things to the church in return for favors, blah, blah, blah. So the church ended up with a lot of pristine land that they planted and kept records of. And it was them that the Cistercians, that determined that really the Pinot grapes grew best in the Burgundy region. And that was later codified not until 1930. The late 30s, I think it was, that the AOC, the Appellation Origine Contrôlée, so the French version of basically the laws delimiting these places, came into being. But basically they said the Pinots are the important grapes here. And a Pinot Noir, of course, being the most famous. And they also decided that Chardonnay was the white grape of choice. And so Burgundy, by law, now has to be either Chardonnay if it's white or Pinot Noir if it's red. Now, of course, I promised you asterisks, so bear those things in mind. The actual definition of the wine law says that it's les Pinots, so the Pinots, and that means Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, Pinot Auxerrois, all these Pinots that you've never even heard of, little clones and cousins of these famous grapes. They're also legal, and they're planted in some small numbers. There's another grape, and that's the grape we're going to taste today, that is also in Burgundy, and it was totally illegal much like my driving here today, that for a long, long time. And the reason it was illegal, it's a nice little grape called Aligoté. And Aligoté is kind of, it's got a nice tartness to it. It's very much like really ripe, tasty apple juice, frankly. And you know, these boys can back me up here. Mm-hmm. And it was often put in when, remember we were talking about global warming. We talked about how now England is able to grow grapes. Well, back in the day, before the myth of climate change, as it were, there was difficult times ripening in Burgundy. And so sometimes the Chardonnay wouldn't get very ripe, and they would, under cover of darkness, throw in a little bit of this little country varietal, Aligoté, and they wouldn't tell anybody, and they'd sell it as Bourgogne Blanc, or white Burgundy. Well, it wasn't. And people caught on eventually, and you know, some fines were passed around and things like that. And so eventually, the Burgundy winemaker said, well, it's cool. You can put that in your wine, and you can even make your wine entirely out of that. But you got to tell people. You got to be honest. So the wine we're drinking today is Bourgogne Aligoté, so Aligoté from Burgundy. This is sister wine to the wine we tasted last year when we talked about Burgundy. It's from the Chablis region, so and we'll talk about Chablis next week, Chablis, but the actual region, so Chablis. So brother and sister team, the Girardons. And it's wonderful. This is one of the last things that says Burgundy in the world that still costs under $20, which is nice. It's super tasty. I'm being played off because there's a handsome man from UMaine here. So I want to mention that the 18th is our monthly tasting. And next month, we're going to delve deep into France and Germany. So if you care about France or Germany, do listen. And cheers.
Très bien.
Bon.
Bon. Merci beaucoup. Eric May and Bangor Wine and Cheese. Message in the bottle every Tuesday afternoon here on Downtown.